KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have light rain, and it's 45 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady for the past 3 hours or so. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast is calling for light rain and possibly a few rumbles of thunder. Today, a high of 51, winds north-northeast at 10 to 20. And the news, officials with Rural Community Solutions in Atlantic report a minimal contact drive-through voter registration event will be held in Atlantic from 9 a.m. until noon 1 week from this Saturday in the parking lot of Iowa Western Community College. If you are currently not registered to vote, have never registered to vote, and or will be 18 years of age on or before Election Day, November 3rd, stop by the voter registration drive on September 19th. The completely nonpartisan activity is coordinated by four Atlantic women, Kimberly Spillers, Mary Lowe, Jan Lundy, and Ellen Sokolowski. The group says, we had not heard of anyone holding this type of event, so we decided to make it happen. We're grateful to Iowa Western Community College for giving us permission to use the parking lot. In addition, they said location, visibility, easy access, and ability to one-way drive through make this the perfect place for voter registration. Plus, being across the street from a very busy, utterly delicious ice cream stand should get some attention for folks needing to register. You can read more about the event in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Please note that you will not be able to vote at this event. It's only to register people to vote. The voting ballots will be mailed from the Cass County Auditor's Office on October 5th to people who have requested absentee ballots. You can stop in the Auditor's Office to vote in person beginning October the 5th as well. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday morning in person and through an electronic session. Auditor Dale Sunderman says a Help America Vote Act, or HAVA, Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES grant, was given to the state of Iowa to help respond to the coronavirus for the 2020 election cycle. A sub-grant is available to the counties individually based on their number of precincts. The supervisors yesterday voted unanimously in favor of entering into an Iowa Secretary of State Vote Safe Iowa Initiative grant agreement with an award amount up to $18,400. Sunderman said the state has determined the CARES fund allocations in Cass County has been allocated up to $162,735 for COVID-19 related expenses. But the first claim for reimbursement will be for the period of March 1st through July 31st, and amounts to $43,369, pending confirmation of eligibility of those funds through documentation. The board voted to adopt a resolution requesting reimbursement in the amount I mentioned from the Iowa COVID-19 Government Relief Fund. The resolution was approved by the board and can be read in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning at 9 o'clock in the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield and electronically via a dial-in. That is, and on their agenda is action on an Iowa CARES Act funding agreement similar to what was passed yesterday in Cass County with the Vote Safe Iowa Initiative grant agreement and a local government relief fund resolution requesting reimbursement. In addition to other regular business, the Adair County Supervisors will hear from their county engineer, Nick Kaufman, with regard to a longevity raise for a couple of his secondary roads department employees and the performance bond with Jensen Construction Company for the W-35 or Jefferson Bridge replacement project and right-of-way contracts for N-22, the Jackson Bridge replacement project. Kaufman will also provide a report on the secondary roads department maintenance and activities during the board meeting at 9 a.m. Firefighters from Marnie and Atlantic were dispatched to a fire on the deck of a residence in Marnie late Monday night. The Cass County Communications Center yesterday said the page for the fire at 409 Jefferson Street went out around 10:30 p.m. Monday. Marnie Fire Chief Josh Krause told KJAN News yesterday the homeowner was notified by his neighbor that the deck was on fire. He used a garden hose to help keep the flames under control prior to the fire department's arrival.
Yeah, there's a portion of the deck was on fire and a portion of the house. We believe it was a lightning strike. We had to remove a portion of the deck that was on fire and some of the remove the siding off the side of the house to get to the exterior wall. Did a little damage to the bottom of the house, and it's the wall studs on the exterior of the house. Mainly damage to the siding and the deck, and a little bit of damage on the bottom of the house. But there was a plug-in right there where the fire started. We believe it was a lightning strike that started that plug-in.
Firefighters quickly knocked down the remaining flames, and crews were on the scene for about 75 minutes during a storm that was passing through the area. There were no injuries reported, and the home's residents were able to stay in the house overnight. Well, the Adair County Sheriff's Office Tuesday released a report on arrests made over the past week. On August 30th, deputies arrested 32-year-old DeQuinn Dwight Fleming of West Des Moines on a Polk County warrant for domestic abuse, assault, bodily or mental injury. Fleming was being held without bond in the Adair County Jail. 50-year-old Barry Allen Musman of Greenfield was arrested August 30th for domestic assault causing bodily injury to his female victim. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. On September the 1st, 36-year-old Reginald Hallman of Chicago, Illinois, and 27-year-old Alana Jade Wyand of Omaha were arrested by Adair police following an investigation into a fake $20 bill passed at the come-and-go in Adair. An officer located the suspect's vehicle shortly after a clerk pointed out the vehicle had just left the store. Police stopped the vehicle on the I-80 eastbound ramp. After further investigation, arrested the driver, Wyand for theft in the fifth degree, possession of drug paraphernalia, and theft in the second. Hallman was arrested for theft in the second and fifth degrees, felony forgery, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also wanted on two outstanding warrants. Hallman and Wyand were being held in the Adair County Jail at a $5,000 cash or surety bond each. Also arrested was 28-year-old John Paul Philippe of Greenfield for disorderly conduct by threatening, public intoxication, obstruction of prosecution or defense, and interference with official acts. The obstruction charge was with regard to contraband evidence that would be admissible in court that was allegedly flushed down the toilet while Philippe was changing clothes at the Adair County Jail. His bond in all four charges was set at $200. The man was released next day. Our news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.